All right. First of all, AP, the weirdest thing, not the weirdest thing, but one of the weirdest things I saw all day today was Justin Hill coming from out of nowhere, catching you, battling with you, and then, I don't know, I guess he got tired, and then you just pulled away. Like, it was like a rocket was strapped to him for a few laps. That was...
Was that second moto?
Yeah.
So he started in front of me. I screwed that second moto startup so bad. Okay. And, he was ripping. He had a flow, and then
made the podium, and he was giving you all you wanted. So,
yeah. It was gnarly. He was riding good. We were obviously back in the pack, like 12th or 13th or something like that. But he was riding good, and then I kind of found the tiniest bit of flow, and caught up to Christian, and I don't even know what I got the second moto, maybe eighth or ninth or something like that.
Moto when you're up there and those guys are going by you, what's that like? How frustrating is that, I guess?
Yeah, it sucks, but I don't know what it is about here. I've always struggled, and it's always been like with bike setup, so I don't know coming here because last year was good. Like I got
didn't the Hangtown setup work here.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I wasn't like fully like pumped with the Hangtown setup. Okay. We actually went back and changed shocks this week, and I was riding so good this week, and I had really good confidence coming into this weekend. Once I started at first moto, it was like I was skating around. I didn't know really what I was doing, and then went back to like eighth and then came back to fifth. So and then the second moto was just me screwing up that start.
Okay.
I started in like 20th or something like that and did what I could. But
so last year you got second here?
I did. Yep.
So what was the secret that year? I guess last year compared to, you know, other years, or like you could have just showed up with last year's setup, or things change, but you know?
Yeah. We kind of did a little bit, but I was just stink bugged, man.
Okay.
I stink bugged, and when it's stink bugged like that, it's
awesome down the hills.
It makes me feel great. Like I have all the confidence in the world. It was gnarly, and I think they missed the mark on the track.
Really? That's not what I'm hearing.
I was talking to Hunter on the line, and he was like, this last year was so much better than this year, but it could be.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody's different.
Different. Yeah, everybody has their opinions, but in my opinion, this track can be so good and so rutted and so gnarly and more skill based. But
yeah, it definitely was a pin it and follow everybody.
It was just like wide open and okay. Yeah. But that's my thoughts on it. But we're coming out of here healthy. We're going to one of my favorite tracks. So, feeling
good. That's one of your places. Real quickly, last week, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. I know you cramped up was the word, and you were like, couldn't move your leg. So, like, in a situation like that, like, I guess you're fucking pissed, but you're cramped, so what could you do? And then Chase won, teammate. Like, I don't know where your emotions are with something like that.
No.
Because you had a big lead.
Dude, I had a really big lead. And it's not like I slowed down, like, a crazy amount that last lap. I was still trying to go for it, but it's hard to be mad at something like that. You know, that was like a breakout ride for me, and I led 33.5 minutes of that moto, and it's just unfortunate that he was riding so good. He was riding exceptionally well, and it's hard to be mad at that too, because it's something you don't see every day, is somebody coming from 40th to first, and especially in the 450 class. So it's like, on one hand, it sucked getting past, but to see that happen as a fan of the sport, I mean, that's cool as shit.
That's probably a good way to end this. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.